A poll out this week finds that significantly more Palestinians support Hamas now than before the 50-day war with Israel. 61% of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza said they would vote for Hamas's leader, Ismail Haniyeh, for president if elections were held today. Khalil Shikaki is the director of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research in Ramallah. He conducted the poll, and he joins us now. Khalil, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, before we get to the results of the poll, why don't you just explain for people who don't know the power structure there, because we know that Mahmoud Abbas is the president, but there's also Hamas in charge in some parts.
That is true. Mahmoud Abbas is the president of the Palestinian Authority. He's also the chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization, or the PLO. He is in control of the West Bank because the Palestinian Authority at the moment does not really have much authority in Gaza, which has been under Hamas's control since 2000. Although there is now a reconciliation government in place, this government hasn't yet really taken control of Gaza from Hamas, and Hamas remains in charge of that territory.
Okay, so with that said, your poll finds 61% of Palestinians saying right now that they would elect Hamas. How significant of a spike is that from before the war?
Well, before the war, support for Haniyeh was approximately 40%. Haniyeh is the former prime minister of Hamas. He's the most popular Hamas figure. And Abbas's popularity was a little over 50% only 2 months ago. So from about 53% to 32%, that's a major drop in his popularity. This dramatic shift has also affected the parliamentary election. If elections are held today, Hamas would win, according to our poll, 46% of the popular vote, and Fatah would only win 31%. This is also a major dramatic shift from where things were only 2 months ago.
The poll also found that 79% of people polled believe that Hamas won the war, and 86% would support renewed rocket attacks on Israel if it doesn't lift the blockade on Gaza.
The survey certainly shows that the Palestinians seem to be certain about the outcome of the war and about the victory of Hamas, and the belief that violence pays, the belief that diplomacy and negotiations with Israel would not end the siege over Gaza or end Israeli occupation in the West Bank as well. There is almost a consensus among Palestinians that use of force is the way to go and that diplomacy and negotiations are no longer effective. I would, Jeremy, however, want to point out that this survey was conducted for about 4 or 5 days, starting in the last day of the war and continuing over the first 4 days of the ceasefire. So this is a very emotional time for Palestinians. Mm. In previous times, when we conducted such surveys in the immediate aftermath of war, we saw a spike similar, not similar to this one. The trend was similar, but the magnitude certainly wasn't. Things changed 3 to 6 months after that, and popularity of Hamas and its leaders reverted back to where they were before the war.
So you're saying that could happen again this time?
It could, although I do want to highlight the fact that the magnitude this time is unprecedented.
Khalil Shikaki, director of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research in Ramallah, and we'll link you to more about the poll at our website, hereandnow.org. Khalil, thank you.
Thank you.